No visit to Prague is complete without a stroll across Charles Bridge. A masterpiece of medieval architecture, the bridge has survived floods, sieges, and even some poorly executed renovations. In this edition of Spotlight, we walk across the bridge with architect Martin Krise from a preservationist association called the Club for Ancient Prague. Once the only connection between Prague's Old Town and Hradčany, Charles Bridge is today one of the most popular sights with visitors to the Czech capital. Lined with stalls offering all kinds of pictures, jewelry and other souvenirs, street artists and musicians, it draws huge crowds at all times of the day. I met architect Martin Krise at the foot of the bridge on the right bank of the Vltava, in the Old Town.
It was very advanced construction. The only similar bridge was in Regensburg, and perhaps the masons from Regensburg came to help with this building. Charles Bridge was built from the local stone, based on the millstones on and oak, on oak pilots, and has got 16 fields, and on any pillar there are now the statues which were added in Baroque and in and then later in Romanticism time.
When did the bridge stop being a major artery connecting the two banks of the Vltava in Prague?
It was in 19th century when it was the other suspension bridge called Bridge of the this time Habsburg Emperor Joseph. And it was very beautiful bridge, but was replaced later by the stone one. And this one was the only bridge where you didn't have to pay the tax to cross. But in the medieval time, the tax was taken by the office. And the office was first in the hands of this monastery of Křižovnici and later in hands of Prague Old Town. Prague Old Town also built this beautiful tower in front of us with the gate. And it was the office there and some meeting room, which is very beautiful.
The Old Town Bridge Tower is notoriously known for displaying the heads of 12 Czech Protestant aristocrats beheaded on the nearby Old Town Square in 1627 for rebelling against the emperor. The heads stay there for 10 years as a warning to others. But the tower also helped prevent the occupation of the Old Town by foreign armies.
Several times it was some battle here around. The last biggest one was in the 30 Years' War when Sweden occupied the other part of the town and they tried to siege the Old Town, and it was a big barricade in the middle of the gate, and the students from the Jesuit College were the heroes who just defended the Old Town. And since this time, the other side, which was even more beautiful and richer in the architecture and the sculptures, was by the bombing of from the other side was destroyed, so it's not much simplified.
Passing under the Old Town Bridge Tower on the right bank of the river, we entered the 515-meter-long bridge lined with statues. But first, Mr. Krise pointed to a stone head walled in just next to the bridge. The little statue is called Bradáč, or the Bearded Man.
This is a man with a beard. It marked the level of the highest, or not the highest, but very high water when it was danger. So when the water was high enough to get to his face, so it was some warning. And you see the blue mark there, it's about 2.5 meters higher, it's the flood from 2002.
The floods of 2002 only caused minor harm to the bridge, which had been damaged by swollen waters many times in its history.
Last time it was 1890, and two fields were destroyed, and then the Prager Magistrat planned to do the Charles Bridge twice so wide because of the traffic. And but thanks to Mr. Hlávka, he was given the money for only half. only the original width was built again. It's 10 meters.
The pillars collapsed because some logs got stuck in front of the bridge, which eventually gave in to the immense pressure. No such thing happened in August 2002, but the floods provided the momentum for a project that had been debated for years, an overall renovation of Charles Bridge. Work started in 2007, and the first phase of the project, the renovation of the pavement and railings, was completed earlier this year. But many critics, including our guide today, say the job has not been done that well.
Now you see the end of the reconstruction of the railings and the pavement and the hydro-isolation of the bridge. And there was a lot of discussions about it and rather odd professional reports, because the method which was used is rather peculiar.
Well, some said it was botched because they used the wrong kind of stone and they also worked the stone in a wrong way, that they used all kinds of machinery and didn't respect the original sort of methods.
No, it's just more pity because of the handicraft, not from the history, because the railing was destroyed very often, and now they just did it with salt, and they also employed the men who didn't quite knew how to handle with the stone. So the insulation, maybe it's okay, because this was the insulation from 70s and it was very wrong, and the cops are from 70s also. They were put again here, and now the problem is that the firm which has such a bad fame around is probably going to reconstruct the lower part, the arches, and it's much more serious, and I think that they must be more professional attempt to the work.
Perhaps under stricter supervision.
Under supervision, and also with some people who really know how to do it. You know, I will show you some mistakes which are visible. For instance, this plaster which is used in joints is very, very hard, and the old stones are softer. So it just doesn't work together very well, and usually when there is some crash, so it's not in the plaster, in the joint, but it's in the stone. But also as for the dilatation of the bridge was used plastic, so it's very, you touch the joint and it's pliable.
When first built, Charles Bridge had no statues. The first one was put in at the beginning of the 18th century. Today there are some 30 statues of saints by some of the best sculptors of the time, such as Matthias Braun, Jan Brokoff and his sons, Michal and Ferdinand.
The statues on the Charles Bridge, there is a couple of them on every pillar. They are from the different times, most of them from Baroque time. The first one on the left is given by Prague University, and it's the saint who looked after the lawyers, so you see the lady with the blind eyes and the sword, and the poor people who just are under the hand of the saint.
Is there any system in the positioning of the statues along the bridge, or is it arbitrary?
It was just gradually done, and some of them were replaced by the other because the fashion was different. So some very beautiful statues from Baroque time are now in lapidarium, and they are some very stiff stiff statues from 19th century. And also there is the rather modern one, which is this Kirillian method who brought Christianity to Prague. And they are the principal Czech saints, especially several of St. Wenceslas's. Several Maria, this is Maria.
One statue on the bridge draws the attention of the visitors more than others, Saint John of Nepomuk, who lived in the era of King Wenceslas IV. He was murdered at the behest of the king and was thrown off the bridge, drowned in the river. Some legends say John of Nepomuk was the confessor of the king's wife and refused to reveal the queen's secrets to her husband. But it's more likely he just got involved in a power struggle at the court. His statue stands near the site of his drowning, and people today touch it for good luck.
That's, I remember it was not touched when the tourists were not here, so this is such a fashion. They see the other people they are doing it, so they touch the queen mostly, and they touch the saint thrown for the how is thrown from the bridge, and they touch also the dog, and the dog is just the symbol, the medieval symbol of of evil or of the bad manners. So they touch it and they do not know what they touch.
Charles IV, the Holy Roman Emperor, the King of Bohemia and the Count of Luxembourg, commissioned the construction of the stone bridge in 1357, but did not live to see it finished. It only became known as Charles Bridge more than 500 years after his death. But to this day it bears witness to the greatness of the king, who made Bohemia one of the most developed countries of Europe.